this is a good party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 and text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
You know, man, it's going to be 75 degrees today. It's going to break a record in the state of Wisconsin and in most places around the state. And man, 75, man, it's November 3rd. Does Mother Nature know that?
I don't think Mother Nature cares at this point.
Man, you know, I mean, right about now, there are times that we've had snow, measurable snow. And I'll bet you the animals and the insects are fooled right now. You know, man, they by now they would have said, listen, man, we, you know, what do they do? Hibernate, you know, bugs and all those kind of things.
Bugs hibernate? I don't do
well,
that.
they dig down. Sure. I don't know if they hibernate or what it is. I mean, birds and those kind of things, they go somewhere and they, you know, in trees that do have coverage. Pines and those kind of things, squirrels and all those things, man, they're generally by now digging in. But then the two-legged animals, you know, we're like you, all bundled up, you know. But what you have on right now shouldn't be warm enough for where we should be, man. I mean, man, we are, you know, man, 75 degrees. If you don't do something, get out of the house. You know what I mean? Man, I mean, I feel sorry for you. If you have not, I don't care what it is you got to do. You know, if you haven't figured out a plan. Oh, wait, good morning to you, Johnny. How you doing, man? It's going to be 75 degrees. What do you mean? How am I? 75 degrees. You know, I saw Brian come in yesterday. He had on a t-shirt, he had on short pants, and for all the world, you know, it's like it was June. But 75 degrees. Listen, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get out of here, but I guarantee you I won't be hanging around the house. I'm not going to be inside anywhere. I'm going to be out enjoying 75 degrees. Now, I do know we got a couple more days of 70, and then all next week, 60s, and 158, but for the whole week, 58 and above. It's November. It's going to be, we're in the first week of November. Man. I don't know about you, but I can't get enough of this. I was talking with a friend of mine who relocated to Houston, Texas, earlier this year. And he told me how difficult it was to deal with those 90s and 100s. And he's from Milwaukee. And he said, you know, 3 months, 90 and above. I don't want that, man, you know, and a whole bunch of hundreds. Look, I'll take what we're dealing with any day of the week other than being around 90 degrees or higher for 3 straight months. To me, you know, not what I'm looking for. I'll struggle here and deal with what we're faced with. If that's paradise, and he said to me, well, you know, you just don't go out much during the, you know, when it's hot like that. You know, everybody's in air conditioning. Well, I don't want that. I want to be outside. Anytime it's too hot to be outside, any place that you are living. My son in Arizona, you know, they had 100 degrees or more for, I don't know, almost a month and a half. Who wants to live in that kind of weather? But right about now, it's when I'd like to live in Texas or Arizona, because now it's habitable, right? I mean, now it's at the temperature where it's, you know, 70, 80. And so they'll keep that throughout the winter. Now is the time to move to Arizona. Now is the time to move to Florida. Now is the time to move to Houston. This time of year. But during the summer, they can have it. Anyway, 75 degrees. I don't need to say anything more. If you don't get it, I feel sorry for you. Change whatever it is. Play hooky. Do something, but get out and enjoy 75 degrees. You know, Connor, maybe I'll go sunbathe down at the lake.
It sounds nice.
Me, moi, sunbathing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that, man. somebody would call and say, hey, there's a whale up on the beach. but anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, as always. Civic Media on Election Day will broadcast from early in the morning all the way through Election Day. We are going to be on the airwaves across this entire state, and we will give people up-to-date information on what's happening with the elections. I know I'm going to be joined here during my show on Tuesday with none other than the Dawn of Resistance. Maggie Dunn will join me for the entire three-hour show as we talk politics and what's happening with the election. Crudy and Dumb, the Devils, are going to be all over the place. I'm going to be all over the place. Everybody's going to be all over the place. And, you know, this is before your time, man. You know a lot of stuff. You remember a lot of things for a young guy. But you don't remember Jerry Lewis and the telethons. That's a little bit before your time, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, so finally something he doesn't remember. but Jerry Lewis used to do telethons, man, for muscular dystrophy. And he would be on 24 hours, right? He'd be on television 24 hours doing this thing once a year for muscular dystrophy. It looks like I might be, you know, on the airways, you know, for a long, long time on Tuesday, man. Again, doing my show in the morning, and I don't know what my schedule is going to be like in the evening, but I know with Crudy and Dom, and we're just going to be all over the place, man. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get some rest at some point in time, man. My thing is, if I'm going to be up all night, and as Creedy was talking about 1 o'clock in the morning and those kind of things, I clearly want to come back and do the show Wednesday. Let me see if I can do that, Connor. Mm-hmm. Up to 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe later than that, and then come back and do the show, Wednesday morning.
You sure you won't fall asleep in the middle of it?
No, man, we got you, man. You can take over. You're just about ready to test your wings, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
so,
do that.
Yeah, okay. So you'll kind of, you know, take the lead on some things, so make sure you're ready.
Yeah, just make sure to let me know what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we can talk about a lot of different things, man, but I'm going to, I'm definitely going to do... Gosh, and so we'll do. We'll see. We'll see what happens with all of that. But I'm gonna tell you something, man. I really do. I'm happy that we're coming to the end of all this. Are you tired of politics, man?
I've been tired since I was 15.
Man, so I was at an event yesterday. And, man, I've been to a lot of political events here lately. And so, you know, people are ready, man. People are excited. And the tragedy of all of it is people are putting in a lot of work, man. I mean, the amount of work and energy that people are putting into fighting back and pushing back with what we all know is a difficult, difficult time. I was listening to President Joe Biden on yesterday. Biden urges Americans to take a stand against political violence. We're facing a defining moment. You know, when you hear Republicans constantly talking about, it's about crime. You know, everybody's worried about crime. The Democrats have allowed crime. The Democrats, crime, crime, crime. Everybody's worried about crime. Now, President Biden was talking about political violence. How come you don't hear the Republicans talking about the political violence? And the threats that are being made from people representing the Republican Party if they don't win. You can't talk about crime and only focus on the crime that you want to talk about. But that's what they do. They don't talk about the fact that there's political crime going on daily. And at the root of that political crime and violence is the Republican Party. We've got to go to a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about crime, right? We're not going to talk about the crime that you hear Republicans. Well, you know, they're coming. They're coming to get you. Well, we're going to talk about the political crime that Republicans refuse to even talk about. Publicly, you know, even though we all know what they're doing, we all know what they're planning, we all know that if they lose, political violence is at the doorstep. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
Up, everybody. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Man, Stevie Wonder, we can work it out. That's right, I'm not a DJ. Oh, all right, I got caught up in it. Welcome back.
Amen.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. Kind of perfect. We are joined by none other than Pastor Greg Lewis of Citizens. Oh.
Souls to the polls.
Hey, man.
I just stopped in just to say hi, man. I know you're busy, and you know I heard about this situation here, man. I just wanted to, you know,
listen, man.
Hang out
I
for
ain't
a,
even
a
worried
second
about that know? Situation. Stevie Wonder, we can work it out.
We go work it out.
Hey, man. You know, you forget sometimes, man. That great music, right?
Right, man. But you can't miss with Stevie, though.
Oh, man. You can work it out.
Yeah.
And that, talking about working it out, what are we, 5 days away, man?
Yeah, we 5 days away. Everybody need to, you know, call somebody. Make sure you get somebody out to vote. You know, get three people. Call three people. Get somebody to come out and vote who hasn't voted before. You know, make it a challenge. Get somebody to come and vote. I think we're looking real serious about getting this vote out, Earl, and you know I think it's I don't know I
it's dead even, man.
I smell victory.
Well, listen, man, you know if there is not victory, we know what the outcome is for far too many people.
Man, it would be devastation for communities like mine.
Yeah, man. I mean,
like yours too. I mean, like communities, I mean, rural, urban, all these communities. See, people, they vote against their own self-interest sometimes. Don't do that this time. Vote in your own interest. Vote for someone who will look out for your well-being. And that's all I can tell you.
Well, man, I can tell you a little bit more because I'm not running a 501c3 or 501c4. I've just been listening to Ron Johnson and Tim. I'm a businessman, Michaels. And man, if you just to hear what these people are talking about, man, and let's say you're an average person, like I am with and you know, Social Security and Medicare and those things being on the table. And somebody's talking about it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And then you turn around and vote for that anyway.
I know, that's crazy.
I know, that's the craziness. They can talk about it all they want to. And so you can say, okay, so we know they're talking about it. But then if you're in that demographic and you hear that, and you vote for that anyway. And I was talking about this on yesterday, man. I said, you know, Pastor Lewis, part of me was saying people get what they deserve if they vote for that. And then I thought about, hey, I'm on Social Security and Medicare, so I can't say people get what they deserve.
Man,
you got to get people to understand what's at stake and this emotional garbage that they're dealing with. And maybe they're balancing and you know, talking about crime.
No, they certainly aren't balancing. But Maya Angelou said it best, man. When somebody tell you who they are, You better believe it.
Listen, man, they're talking about crime. Everybody's worried about crime. Everybody's worried about crime. The crime is you vote for somebody who then turns around and affects and takes away your Social Security and Medicare.
Man, all that's I can say is vote.
All right. Listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Pastor Greg Lewis is in the studio. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Miss Lou Ann Bird. She is a candidate for the 84th Assembly District. Lou Ann, there was a story that you wanted to let the viewers, I mean the listeners here, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to say it's been great having coffee with all of you, you and your listeners. Just, I couldn't help but think about how we're all in this.
But anyway.
Oh, well, tea and coffee. We're all in this together, and the action, you know, providing a platform where we can think through these issues, and all of us think about what we need to do to change the political culture so that we can really take care of people. It's inspiring to me. So thanks for having me on and listening to all of you.
Well, you know what? All joking aside, you are refreshing, and so if we could get more people who are like you, who understand that. When you go, if you're sent to the assembly or wherever you are, you know, Congress or Senate, that people understand it's really about the people, you know, and not about the individual. I mean, you have that. I hope and pray once you're elected, you never lose that. But, you know, it's, you know, I don't think, just judging by the few opportunities that I had to talk with you, I don't think you could ever lose that, because I think that's who you are. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, when you live with a paralyzed Vietnam veteran like I do, you know, and I have grandsons in public schools, and I have a daughter, you know, who needs her health care rights. I mean, every day look at the people that I'm surrounded with and that I love, I can't see ever wanting to not be a voice for the people, because that's what we are. We are the government. We are the ones that have the power to change it. Now, I am just one person, but I seem to be having an impact on other people, which is what you're saying, you know? So one more quick story. There was a guy that had this, he was on my list, Leon. I told Leon I'm talking about him. His picture's on my Facebook page if you want to go find it. So I go down this, he's got this long, winding driveway, and it's got, you know, keep out, no trespassing, all these signs. And I'm like, well, I'm a political candidate, no soliciting. You know, I'm going to take a chance here. So I go down this little winding driveway in the middle of the city. Anyway, so he comes out, he sees me finally, and he comes out of his house and he goes, "What are you selling?" Just like that. I said, "Well, I'm not," and I'm smiling now, you guys. I'm like, "Not selling anything. I'm a political candidate. I'm running for the assembly here, and you're in my district." He goes, "Are you running as a Republican or a Democrat?" And I said, "I'm running as a Democrat." "Well, I hate Democrats. I never vote for Democrats." And I'm like, "Well, wait a minute, you know, Leon, I'm a fiscally conservative, and I'm a Second Amendment rights person, and, you know, I just think the political system's broken, and we should be doing more." And he goes, "Well, but I never vote Democrat." And pretty soon, like, he comes over by me, and we start talking. And I'm telling him about my husband being paralyzed, and, you know, and he kept using some four choice letter words for Democrats. And but we're having a conversation, and I'm laughing, and I'm smiling. I said, Leon, I bet by the time we're done talking, you're going to at least think about voting for me. And he goes, never. I never vote Democrat. And then a little while later, I said, you know, Leon, so then I'm telling about my family, and he's telling me about his family. And then I said, you know, Leon, you can cross over in the general election. I never vote Democrat, he says. But then we keep talking, and I kept kind of nudging him. I'm like, come on, Leon, come on. And so he finally says, you know, if you got time, I would like my wife to meet you. So he takes me in the house, and now we're in the, you know, around the kitchen table, the island there, and we're showing pictures of our kids and our grandkids, and he leans over and he says, you know, he says to her, we can cross over in the general election. I thought, oh, Leon, you're so funny. So, you know, I left the door like, I'm going to bring my husband over. He's got to meet you, Leon. He's going to love you. You're going to love him. So he says, okay, and I left the door. I wasn't really sure he was going to vote for me, but I knew it. We had fun. So about 2 months later, a couple weeks ago, I go back to Leon's, and I got a Choose Civility sign now. You guys, Choose Civility. And I'm bringing it down to his, you know, door, and I'm knocking on the door. I'm like, I got a gift for you. And he's laughing. He goes, well, thank you. I didn't know how he'd react. He loved it. And we talked for a long time again, he and his wife. He calls her, come on, you got to come and talk to Luann. She's here. And so then we go up to the end of the driveway. He's putting that sign up. And I said, Leon, now, are you thinking about voting for me now or not? You know, and he goes, oh, we already did. And then he goes on to use a few choice swear words about the Republicans and how they're not taking care of crime in the city. I laughed. So we put that sign up, and somebody takes it down. It's gone within a couple hours. So I was driving by there, so I put another one up. And pretty soon, next morning, that one's gone. So I put a third one up. And I'm driving by a little later, and there's Leon standing outside looking around. I'm like, and so I stop, and I go talk to him. He goes, somebody is taking my signs. And he says, I think I know who it is, because there's a Michaels and a, you know, sign and a Johnson sign, right, on both sides of him. And he goes, I think I know who's taking it down. I said, he got about three more, he says. So I give him three more signs. I mean, it's just so much fun to have people jump on board my campaign like that. And that, not just jump. Oh, and then I got to tell you this one more question. I flipped a street. There was a street, 116th. If you drive down that street right now between Layton and Cold Spring Road, it used to have a lot of Republican signs. Well, the guy at the very front of it had a Donovan sign. And then I, by the way, I'm running against Bob Donovan. And so you had this, and I, but someone else tipped me off. You've got to go talk to Steve, because if you talk to Steve, you know, you're going to get a lot of votes in that. So I go to talk to Steve. Turns out he's a Vietnam veteran, too. So is my husband. Within 5 minutes, he says, you know what, I'm voting for you. So I got Steve. So now Steve's got the bird sign. And you go down that street, there's 10 bird signs and only a couple Donovan signs.
Say, how's Louis, that? Say, Louis, thank you.
Yeah.
And listen, you are a wonderful, wonderful spirit. You are the kind of person that we need in politics. And if we had you in politics, the politics would stop. So, you know, I am really honored to meet you, to have you on the air. Once you're elected, I'll make sure we bring you back on and let you talk about the changes that you're going to be making at Madison. That sounds great.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, God
That's
bless.
That's when I get elected. God bless.
Yeah, I said when you get elected. Yeah, so yes, God you bless did. You and your family, and great story. Thank you
Thank
very much.
Thank you. All right, you as well. Thank you.
That's Luann Bird, and she's a candidate for the 84th Assembly District. Just a wonderful, wonderful lady, and she may be too good for politics, you know? Welcome to my next guest, Pastor Greg Lewis. He's back. Good morning to you, brother. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
I got to be asking you that, man.
Man, I'm tired. No, we are, you know, working hard.
It's a stretch run, right?
Yeah, man. It's like from sunup to sundown and more. So, you know, it's got to keep the ground game tight.
You know, man.
We right there.
there there are people who know the importance of the black community if they vote.
Right.
There are people who know that. And on both sides.
Yes.
And so everything that I'm looking at and reading and hearing, and I listen to conservative radio, they're afraid.
Well, they ought to be.
Because they're expecting a low turnout in our community, something that's unfortunately been a constant. And yet, they know that there's something going on. They have their ear to the ground.
Yeah, that,
and
that's...
Somebody, unlike, to be quite honest with you, man, and then I'll let you get into what you do. The Democratic Party many times takes our community for granted. They don't invest resources in it when it comes to these elections, and they just expect people to show up.
Absolutely.
But that's not the case this time around.
Right.
And so the other side of it is terrified, because they know if the black people in the city of Milwaukee turn out in any kind of numbers,
they can't win.
Tim, I'm a businessman. Michael's goose is cooked.
Right.
And Ron Johnson's goose is cooked. And from everything that I'm seeing and hearing, there's a great ground game going on, man.
It's a ground, man. The ground game is kind of tight, and people aren't expecting it. They don't even think there is a ground game. You know, yeah. I was hearing.
Well, the other side knows there is.
Not well, you know, but they don't think there's one. Listen, we're the only ones who don't understand our power, Earl.
Right.
I mean, you know, like you said, Democrats, Republicans, they understand the position that the community is in. We're the only ones who have not caught on to that, like, fire.
Right.
But it's getting closer to acknowledgement, trust me, you know, because we just keep working hard to let people know, man, you got this. You're the most important people in the world right now. You really are. You can make the difference. And, you know, there's a big fight in Philadelphia, and there's a big fight in Georgia, and there's a big fight here.
Yeah.
And people really don't understand their power. So that's why we have to continue this next 2 weeks to help them, you know, refine their minds to believe that they do have an existing power and they matter and count enormously.
So the reason that they have this power, or that we have this power, is that the white vote is divided down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Have Democrat, have. We didn't just get it. This has been a constant for decades.
Yeah.
That blacks and minorities are the ones who will determine who presidents of the United States are, who United States senators are, and who governors are. Who can have any more power than that?
Yeah,
politically.
Earl,
right?
I'm telling you, man, the state is like 80% white brothers and sisters. They're right down the middle. It's 20% minorities. They make the difference.
Right.
And even in the nation, you know, it's 61% white, you know, brothers and sisters, and 39% minority, man. We just don't understand our power. And even so let's go a little bit further. You know, most of the white progressive and moderate voters aren't as excited. And that's what we have to get to. We have to get them excited again. We have over 200,000 voters who have left the process. We're knocking on those doors right now trying to get them excited again. That's big numbers, man. That's big, very big. And it's trouble for one of these parties.
Well, so let's say even in Milwaukee, when you look at the numbers in the last election, you know, presidential election and gubernatorial elections, Milwaukee was the determining factor.
Yeah, and you know what? Most of those people who came out and returned were our white voters, man. We got to make sure that we get them back and get black voters and Hispanic, Latinx, let me get that right, Latinx, right, and Asian voters back out with our red Indian Native American brothers and sisters.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Reverend Greg Lewis is in the studio. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank Pastor Greg Lewis, as always, as they continue to do the hard work behind the scenes to organize and to get people out to vote. And none of this... And none of this will be successful unless each and every person within the sound of my voice who agree with things and that elections should be clean and fair and all of those things, unless you yourself are willing to participate in it. So I want to say hello to my next guest, Mr. Francisco Perez. He is with For Our Future Wisconsin. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. About yourself?
I'm doing just fine, man. That microphone looks like it might be up a little bit too high for you. You can bring it down a little bit.
Pastor Lewis is a little bit taller than I am.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about Francisco Perez.
Yeah, sure. So, like, my personal, I am the senior field organizer for Future Wisconsin in Waukesha County. I really focus on, like, going and talking to folks where they are. Do a lot of, like, canvassing, do a lot of... texting and calling people, trying to link up with local organizations to talk to folks about the issues that they care about here in Waukesha.
So let's talk a little bit about what For Our Future Wisconsin is.
Yeah, so basically For Our Future Wisconsin is an organization that was founded by and is funded by labor unions, and we're all about trying to get a progressive policy change in the places that we work at. So, like, in Wisconsin right now, we're really trying to focus people on voting for certain candidates that we support, that support the ideas that we care about. Yeah.
You know, so you guys knocking on doors, canvassing, doing all those types of things?
Yes, we are.
You know, young people, I mean, you're a young guy. You organize a lot of young people, or it's across the board?
See, right now we're really trying to mobilize everybody because, as you know, like, this coming election is going to be all about turnout. So we really try and get whoever wants to be involved, and that's why our volunteering opportunities are very varied. Like, if you want to go knock on doors, that's awesome, and that's what we think is the most effective to get people to listen. But for people who can't get, like, physically out to canvas, we also have that remote stuff and, like, stuff with texting and calling. So that's why we're really focused on getting, honestly, anybody who wants to get involved should get involved.
Yeah, you know, you're a young guy, and I always say if anybody should be voting, it certainly should be young people because it's your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my generation and what we've been fortunate, you know, it's, and so we've been able to live middle class lifestyles. Mm-hmm. America has offered a lot of great opportunities for many of baby boomers, and we've really lived comfortable lives. But those who have come after us are going to be dealing with some difficult times. And it's your country now. It's your world now. because of, you know, our generation has had a great go at it. You know, America's given us all sorts of opportunities to do things and live middle-class lifestyles. Your generation is not going to be as fortunate as ours. And so the only way that you're going to be able to you know, live a meaningful life is that if your generation takes a leadership role in planning and doing what's necessary to plan for your life.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. Like you said, like our generation, unfortunately, has been handed down a lot of challenges that, frankly, we didn't do anything to earn. And now that previous generations did not enact the policies that needed to happen to make sure that these opportunities are still available to us. As kids, we used to be told the kids are the future. Well, we ain't kids no more, and we're the present right now.
So when you're out knocking on doors and talking with people, you don't get into whether somebody's voting Democrat or Republican, just getting people out. Are you finding it difficult for people who just don't like the process anymore? They've had enough of it? Are you running into any of that?
Yeah, like, especially here in Waukesha with people who lean more progressive like we do, a lot of them feel like because of gerrymandering, because of how the political system is set up in this particular area, they feel like, yeah, I mean, I'm progressive, I want to see these policy changes, but what's the point? Like, why would I get involved if I know that my voice doesn't matter?
So, also, you're talking about progressives who are saying they're not getting involved in it.
I'm not. Yes,
I'm not saying a blanket statement, but yeah, you have run into younger progressives who are frustrated with the way the system is.
Yeah, and it's like, it's hard to talk to them about it because it is true. Like, the system is set up to make their voices less likely to be heard and make their vote not be able to have the changes that it should.
So I guess I would say to them is, we know for certain if you don't vote, there's nothing that's ever going to change. You know, voting's not perfect, and it certainly is the only, in a representative government, it's the only way, you know, that you'll be able to get the things that you ask for and the things that you want and the things that you need. And so that bothers me. And I understand, though, why some progressives have basically been frustrated with a system that has retarded their abilities to move forward in this nation. They've done a lot of the right things, and yet their voices don't seem to be bringing about the future that they want. But the only answer to that is, again, in a representative society, you have to vote.
Yeah. Yeah, what I tell people when I'm out knocking on doors is, like, a lot of people in Waukesha County specifically feel, like, alone. They feel like there's no other progressives around because the other side, the conservative regressive folk, are very loud about what they think, are very loud about making people feel like that's the only way for somebody to be in this part of the state. And we're trying to get folks out there to see, talk to folks who are like you.
So what you're saying is, you know, this whole area is not conservative and Republican. There are progressives who exist inside of Waukesha.
Yeah, I talk to them every day.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by Mr. Francisco Perez. He is with For Our Future Wisconsin. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Roll over Beethoven.